The BBC presents Peter Cook and Marjorie Westbury in Paul Temple and the Conrad Case by Francis Durbridge. Episode 1, The Man from Munich.
On the dashboard says 12 o'clock.
I make it 12:20.
I'd no idea it was as late as that.
It's been quite an evening, hasn't it, Steve? I haven't danced so much for years.
No, you haven't.
I seem to detect a slight note of sarcasm in that remark.
Really, darling. These modern dances aren't quite your cup of tea.
Are you suggesting that I need a course of 6 easy lessons?
6?
Well, considering it was a charity ball, I think you might be a little more charitable about my dancing.
Are you going to put the car away, Paul?
No, I'll let Charlie do it.
Won't he be in bed?
Well, you've forgotten. It's his night out. He's probably been to the Pally, indulging in his weekly bout of rock and roll.
Ah, now that's an idea.
What?
Maybe Charlie could give you 6 easy lessons.
Well, so you're still up, Charlie?
Yes, Mr. T.
Did you have a good time?
No, it was a proper washout.
Oh.
Old time night, waltzes and foxtrots. Me and Beryl left soon after 9.
Bad luck, Charlie. I have a feeling Mr. Temple and I would have done better at the Palace.
Any messages, Charlie?
Yes, a chap telephoned. Wanted to speak to you. It was such a terrible line, I haven't got a clue what it was all about.
But didn't you get his name?
Well, he said something about phoning from France and he'd ring again later.
Charlie, did you leave the light on in the drawing room?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Temple. Sir Graham Forbes and somebody's in there. They've been waiting over an hour. I told Sir Graham to help himself to a whiskey and soda. I hope that was all right, Mr. Temple.
Yes, of course. Put the card away, Charlie.
Yes.
Ah, here you are.
Oh, I'm sorry you've had such a long wait, Sir Graham.
Nice to see you both again.
Why on earth didn't you let us know you were coming?
We've been out tripping the light fantastic.
Well, at least we've been tripping.
May I introduce Herr Wilhelm Breckschaft of the Munich Police, Mr. and Mrs. Temple.
How do you do, Herr Breckschaft?
I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. Temple, Mr. Temple.
I'm delighted to meet you, Herr Breckschaft. But please, let me get you another drink.
Oh, not at the moment, if you don't mind, sir.
Charlie told us to help ourselves. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, I should think so, after all these years. Are you here on holiday, Herr Breckschaft?
Not exactly a holiday, Mrs. Temple.
I picked Herr Breckschaft up at London Airport this evening. It's an unofficial visit, at least so far as the press are concerned.
It is, however, a matter of some urgency, Mr. Temple. My colleagues and myself are engaged upon an inquiry, and I have come to ask for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?